You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and one of the key parts of the RNIB is partnering with other organizations to help provide an inclusive community and an inclusive experience for blind and partially sighted people. One of these partnerships is with London's Metropolitan Police. Today, I am joined by Steve Weymouth, Partnerships and Development Manager for the Southwest, Lizanne Rice, Constable for the West Area Division, and Tony Holmes, Improvement Lead in Frontline Policing. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, everyone.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Hubert.
So, Lizanne, could you tell us about the new password service and how it works?
What it's about, essentially, is being able to help reassure blind and partially sighted persons that the person proclaiming to be a police officer is in fact a police officer. So when a member of the public requires assistance from the police, we advise to call 999 in an emergency or 101 in a non-emergency. In the case of someone who is blind or partially sighted, what we would like them to do is to identify that they have a visual impairment, and then they can agree a password with the call handler. So the most important thing about that password is that the caller should suggest the password themselves to the call handler. It should be something personal to them that they are confident they will remember. That password will then be put into our system that the attending officers will have sight of before they attend the address. Once the officers arrive at the address, they will provide that agreed password to the individual who has made that call for service. That password agreed for that one call will not be recorded as a constant password for any ongoing contact. And if they call again at a later date regarding another matter, they can use that password again if they like, but they would have to identify that password to the call handler, but equally they can give a different password.
It's a system that's tried and tested. We've used it with our violence against women and girls strategy over the last couple of years, so it's not something new that the Met is rolling out. It's something that is tried and tested.
Lizanne and Steve, how has the visual awareness training progressed over the last year for your colleagues?
What we wanted to do, the aim initially, and what we did initially, was roll that out to a core number of police staff within Lisanne's region in the West. That feedback came back, which was very, very positive, and that it actually supported those individuals in understanding, in basically achieving the aims and goals that we hoped it was. The aim from there was actually what we would like to get to that point is that to be able to have those core modules embedded within the induction and ongoing training of all police staff, whether that's police officers or civilian staff that work for the Metropolitan Police. In recent times, Lisanne has managed to be able to get that agreed from a high level. We've had conversations now with the training department within the Met Police, and we're in the process now of actually putting those modules, those e-learning modules, into the Metropolitan Police's system. So hopefully, in the not too distant future, all Metropolitan Police will have mandated as well, which is even better, mandated to be able to take these modules and actually hopefully have the whole force have more of an understanding of that part of their community of the blind and partially sighted.
I'm really pleased to be able to say that our senior leadership team have recognised and appreciate the value of this too, and that's why there has been the agreement to have this e-learning mandated for the whole of the Metropolitan Police Service.
What we're doing also is looking at the Metropolitan Police as an employer as well. We're actually working with the Metropolitan Police to look at how they become what we call a visibly better employer. So that's a scheme which involves internal training So effectively trying to make sure that the police then, and they're very, very willing and very keen to do this, is to become an employer that also is accessible for blind and partially sighted people as well.
Lizanne, let's come back to you. And you have a request for feedback from blind and partially sighted people. So what feedback are you looking for and how people can submit it?
We might have some bright ideas ourselves about how we can improve the service we provide for members of the public, but we really need the input from blind and partially sighted people themselves. We need their lived experience to better inform the changes and improvements we need to make.
What we're after is members of the blind and partially sighted community who have had interactions with the Metropolitan Police to get in contact with us. Because what we want to do is to understand in those interactions what went well, but also what we could have done better. And the way we do this is either in a Teams conversation, or we can do it via email, is for them to go through step by step, from contacting us to officers attending to whatever investigation took place and the outcomes after that. What I want to stress here is also, if you've had positive interactions with the Met Police, we quite often we just turn around and say, oh, it's where they've been bad interactions. What we want is the good interactions as well, because we know that there will have been some.
Tony, let's come to you. There are some plans to have workshops taking place in the RNIB building in Grimaldi. Can you tell us what workshops they are and what will be happening during them?
We are currently working on our new mission in the Met Police, and this is around a new Met for London. And our mission is to have more trust, less crime and higher standards. And that goes across all communities who live, work, in all travelling to London. What we want to be able to do is to build upon the training that Lizanne and Steve have already spoken about, and making sure that actually we are representing every community within London to appreciate that their specific needs. The workshops themselves are called Voice of the Customer sessions, and it will literally be members of the blind and visually impaired community letting us know what those needs are. And what we would do is kind of like then take them away and work with the workshop participants to actually say, is that something that is an absolute need? Or is that something which actually, if we delivered it, is kind of like something that you wouldn't expect from it? And that will then form the basis of feedback that we're going to be giving back to senior leaders within the Metropolitan Police Service. We've also in touch with a charity who look after members of the blind and partially sighted community who've been victims of domestic abuse, so we can get their experiences as well.
If people want to either submit feedback or get involved in one of the workshops, how can they go about contacting you?
Please get in touch by emailing us, WA Project Perspective Mailbox /publicinquiries@met.police.uk with the subject header of general feedback. To get involved in the workshops, it's the same email address. The only difference is if in the subject line you could put workshop.
Well, Stephen Weymouth, Partnerships and Development Manager for the Southwest, Lizanne Rice, Constable in the West Area Division, and Tony Holmes, Improvement Lead from Frontline Policing, thank you very much for sharing your details about this fantastic project here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert.
Thank you, Hubert.
Thank you, Hubert, for giving us the opportunity to talk to your audience